Please recite a Fatiha for the Shuhada of Islam and the Marhumin of tonight's sponsors. With that, I would like to welcome Hujjat al-Islam Sheikh Hamza Sodagar to deliver his message. Salawat.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين بارئ الخلائق أجمعين بعث الأنبياء والمرسلين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا وحبيب قلوبنا وطبيب نفوسنا وشفيع ذنوبنا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين المكرمين المنتجبين لا سيما بقية الله في الأراضين روحي وأرواح العالمين لتراب مقدمه الفداء ولعنة الله على أعدائهم أجمعين إلى قيام يوم الدين. For the hastening the return of our Imam, let's recite the salawat. اللهم صل على محمد. One of the du'as that is very much recommended, and apparently it's from the Imam of our time, is Dua Iftitah, that inshallah we're going to be able to read it, recite it most of the nights of this month, and inshallah we'll all try to benefit from it. There's one thought that is repeated in different ways in this Dua, and at the beginning of the month of Ramadan, inshallah, we will take that thought and look into it a bit and try to connect to it. And that is Alhamdulillah. It's repeated many lines for different things. Alhamdulillah. At the beginning of the month of Ramadan, we thank Him for giving us another opportunity, another month of Ramadan, that He is considering us His guests, and I hope we consider Him our hosts. That's something that requires understanding. We have to try to think of that and process that. Being grateful, being thankful, or as the word goes, we say that the best word to use is Alhamdulillah. In Arabic, Alhamdulillah doesn't mean thank you, literally. What it literally means is all praise belongs to you. That's the best way of showing gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What it means is slightly different, though. To be thankful, the word would be shukr. Be thankful by saying shukr. And we have that dhikr as well. We have that reminder as well elsewhere. But the best shukr, the best way of being thankful, is to say Alhamdulillah. All praise belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What I would like to share briefly in the during the week especially, inshallah the talks are going to be very short. We don't need to spend too much. A brief reminder, and then we'll do the dua, and then everybody can, inshallah, go back home, take care of whatever they need to. In order to say all praise belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one has to see things that are praiseworthy. If everything that we see around us is gloomy, is ugly, is bad, is not good, I don't feel good about them, then what is there to praise? You don't see it praiseworthy. You think and you consider it to be worthy of blame instead of praise. It's wrong, it's bad, I feel bad about it. I look at my life I look at what's going on, I'm looking at what I'm going through, and all I can feel is I don't have this, I don't have that, I'm dealing with this problem, I'm dealing with that problem. If that's the way I see myself, if that's the way I see everything around me, then what is there to praise? Even if I say Alhamdulillah, I can repeat that 100 times too. What's the good of that? There's a joke in Farsi, they say. The guy was given a dry piece of bread. He said, "Thank you, God." And he said, "You know, you're thanking God for this piece of bread." He said, "That thank you is worse than any curse you can imagine in the world." Okay. Sometimes our Alhamdulillahs are like that. You know, we say Alhamdulillah. We're like, "Yeah, okay, I'll put up with it." That's the way we feel. We don't actually see that it's worthy of praise. Okay. And all these lines repeated in Dua Iftitah are reminding us of things that we are negligent of, we neglect, we don't realize, we don't pay attention to. I don't want to say that we need to suddenly become like the Urafa, the best of whom are the Ahlul Bayt, of course. But sometimes their words are beyond us. And we can understand the words of some of the students of our ulama, of our imams and the Ahlul Bayt, where when they would go through hardship, they would praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the hardship. And that isn't, for the better ones that were real students of the Ahlul Bayt, it isn't that they want the hardship as opposed to ease. They don't have a problem with ease. They understand that hardship in a way where they consider it worthy of praise and they say, Alhamdulillah. Okay. I don't want to say, let's get to that or jump to that. That's a little too far ahead of at least myself. Inshallah, you guys are ahead of me. But at least what we can do, things that we do understand, okay, hardship being praiseworthy, it's too much for me to understand. While I'm going through the struggle, seeing that struggle being a blessing from Allah and feeling good about it, it's too much for me. I can't get that. Okay. But we can get, okay, there are things that we do enjoy, there are things that are good, there are things that we do see worthy of praise. The problem is when we look, we don't see those things. We see the hardships, we see the difficulties. They're both there. They're both there. But sometimes we have the nature of focusing and seeing. It's like I'm blinded to everything. The only thing I can see is that little piece of rice that's on the floor. It's, the whole place is clean. That little grain of rice there, they didn't clean the floor. Oh, come on. The whole place is clean. Just the one grain of rice. You had to pick that one up or out and say it's... Unfortunately, sometimes we become like that. And, you know, it's okay if you come to my house and you're like that towards me, but you want to be like that towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The one who's given us everything. We have every breath we take it for granted. You're standing on earth. Have you been on a flight? I've used this example so many times because I can relate to it. I travel a lot. Sometimes when I'm up there, and the plane starts going through turbulence. Okay, there was one time I didn't have any problem with turbulence until on one of my travels, going in for the initial descent into Tehran airport, the plane had a free fall, and you know how usually there's a free fall and you're like, you know, you're just holding your breath until it's a few seconds, only a couple of seconds. When you start holding it and it doesn't stop and it doesn't stop and like, okay, this is it. It kept falling and it started shaking. And that was it. After that, when we go through turbulence, I have to hold on. I'm like, Ya Allah, what's going on? Why am I afraid of this? Oh, weakness. But when it's going through that, then you start wondering, you're looking up in the sky, do you understand what world you're living in? That little shaking of the plane, just a few hundred yards or whatever feet, and you feel that way, and you feel very uncomfortable, you realize that this earth is in just plain space? I mean, what's holding the earth together? Why doesn't the earth just start falling? Why doesn't the earth just open up? What's holding all this together? Honestly, think about it. And sometimes when things erupt, when these natural disasters happen, we wake up to it. You know, at any moment, anything could happen. Anything could happen. Who's making us feel this comfort right now? Feel it's stable. We're not falling. We're not. These are small examples. These are some of what is mentioned in the dua. And we are told that that is a teaching. Look around you when you feel miserable, when you feel that everything around you is just negative. You have trouble with your spouse, you have trouble with your children. The kids are making a lot of noise. They keep taking the mic, which is perfectly fine for me. It's nice to see, and I'm glad to see that, alhamdulillah, this is what makes a community vibrant. If you come to a community center like a church where everybody's supposed to sit there and not make any noise, and you don't see any children running around, that's not a thriving, a vibrant, a lively community. That's not the environment we want to have. We do want to have an environment where the children have fun. They want to come. At that age, that's why they would want to come. I would enjoy being here, and it's good. And we as adults, you know, this is, I wouldn't want to call it a test of patience, because we should enjoy it too. You know, they're having fun, you should watch them and have fun with the way they're having fun. And of course, disconnect the mic. Recite a salawat, please. Sometimes when we look around and all we can see and feel, because it's very stressful, it's difficult, is those negative things, just pause for a second and take another look around you. Everything. Okay. And start picking out the good. Start realizing the blessings that's there. And then hopefully, eventually, you'll realize, especially for believers, the lines of the Qur'an are so beautiful. This is the month of the Qur'an. Read it. The last verse of Surah Ankabut, the other day we were doing it, I think, here in on one of the Saturday night sessions. And the verse is, وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا, if I remember all the wording correctly, وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَمَعَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Such an amazing line. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَمَعَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. God is with you. If you're a believer, God's with you. God's taking care of you. It's not like God's with you, he's just present there. مَعَ means he's assisting. He's there for you. He's supporting you. He's taking care of you. You're not on your own. You're not on your own. If you read that and you realize that, look around you and see how he is doing that, and you were oblivious to it, and all you could see were things that you felt negative towards, we should feel ashamed of ourselves and thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We thank Him for this opportunity of the month of Ramadan. We thank Him for the ability to come together, pray together, recite Quran together, read du'as together, see the children and everybody in the community, and inshallah this is able to continue. We ask Allah to hasten the return of our Imam. We ask Him to enable us to become His true and close companions. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help all those who are helping His cause, the ulama, maraja, our leader. We ask Allah to forgive us all of our sins. This is a month of mercy, Ya Allah. I know I have many sins, many problems, many issues, and I need Your forgiveness. And if You don't forgive me, I have nowhere else to go, O Allah. And this month of blessings, this month of mercy, this month of forgiveness, please forgive me and help me not to commit those sins again. O Allah, forgive our parents, our grandparents, our relatives, all believers, those who are alive, those who have left this world. Grant all of us and all believers worldwide their hajat, their needs, their requests. Cure all the ill from amongst us and relieve all the people of the world of the oppressions they're facing. Bin Nabiya wa Alih. Rahimallah man qara al-Fatiha ma'as salawat.